I have tracked down a neologist, if that's a word, somebody who has in fact invented a term, network neutrality. Tim Wu is the man. He's a professor of law at Columbia. What does the term mean, Tim?
Well, it means different things, but it basically refers to the idea that the internet or any network works the best when it supports the broadest possible number of uses, that it's neutral as between uses, neutral as between content, neutral as between people. In other words, it stands for the idea that there should be a public space that is accessible to everybody and doesn't pick and choose and not discriminate. The opposite of the phrase, I made up two phrases at the same time, the other one didn't stick. The other one was broadband discrimination, which is the flip side of network neutrality. I think the reason net neutrality stuck is because it's two ends. It just sort of stops. You can't predict these things. I worked in marketing, and I learned that you just throw things out, and then some things stick. And so that was my theory. There was a lot of other things we were throwing around. There's E to E, open access. These things kind of stuck. Net neutrality really stuck. Who knows why?
The term has been described as a political term, useful in the political realm. Why?
I think the idea is that the net is neutral, was designed to be neutral, and the effort is to prevent it becoming warped or distorted or discriminatory. So it has a certain statement within it that there is this ideal way the world should be, and we're hoping to keep it that way. That's why it's been useful politically.
How is this battle going, the neutrality versus control battle?
I'd say our odds are about even of winning this fight. You know, we have the public on our side. We have some political power. We have, you know, the Obama campaign. But the other side is persistent, funded, and unrelenting, and also was willing to stick this thing out for decades. Well, the danger of any movement is that once people lose interest in it or move out into other careers, they forget about it. And so the question is whether net neutrality can become something that sticks, like Social Security or something, where people, or environmentalism, which is around, you know, 30 years later, it wasn't a fad, or something which people fight about for a while and then sort of disappears under the endless assault of money and corporate interests.
Thank you, Tim.
Sure, thanks.